Salve Maria, good morning from the Basilica of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary on this last day of October, the 31st of October. We close the month of the Holy Rosary with a reflection of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians. And he speaks about, of course, he had resistance from those who had been Jews and had converted so-so to Christianity and were criticizing his methods, St. Paul's methods. And he doesn't take that. He says, what is necessary, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being proclaimed. In that I rejoice. Therefore, at first he mentions that what is he doing? He has an upright intention. And even he knows, he says that for me, life is Christ and death is gain. And therefore, that he wants to do what is the will of our Lord Jesus Christ of God. And that is what is most beautiful. He doesn't depend or is not influenced by human respect, by that which they're speaking, what they're saying about him. And what is necessary is that God's truths be proclaimed. And therefore, let's ask St. Paul today to have his boldness in everything, in the way we dress, that the other day someone mentioned, Father, sorry for coming to Mass dressed as I went to the city, and because I didn't have the intention to come to Mass, and then my Holy Guardian Angel inspired me to come, and I'm dressed as I went to the city. But usually I come very well dressed to Mass. And I said, well, why do you have to ask pardon from me? You have to ask pardon for your conscience, because if you're dressing according to the principles of Christ, you can go anywhere, to the city or to a Mass. What depends is you're doing what is correct, not what others think. That is what, therefore, Catholic doctrines, morals depend on that which Christ desires, that which the Church has always taught. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Salve Maria.